Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for November 2nd to the 8th, 2013. While the U.S. Secretary of State expresses hope for reaching an agreement between Israelis and Palestinians, four residents were killed this week by Israeli army attacks. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, Israeli troops used rubber-coated steel bullets, tear gas and sound bombs to suppress anti-wall and settlements protests organized in a number of West Bank villages. IMEMC's Iman Abid Rabbu Bannoura reports.
On Friday, protests were organized in the central West Bank villages of Bil'in, Na'lin and An-Nabi Saleh, as well as Al-Masara village, southern West Bank. In the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, residents and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on lands taken from local farmers. Meanwhile, Israeli troops used tear gas and chemical water that generate bad smell to attack residents and their supporters before leaving the village of An-Nabi Saleh. Moreover, Israeli soldiers invaded the village of An-Nabi Saleh and fired tear gas inside residents' homes, causing many women and children to suffer effects of tear gas inhalation as well. Elsewhere at Al-Masara village, southern West Bank, Israeli soldiers stopped the weekly anti-wall protest there at the village entrance. Soldiers forced people back into the village using rifle butts and batons to push people back. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abd Rabbu Bannoura.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry seemed hopeful towards reaching an agreement between Palestinians and Israelis, while indicators on the ground say something else. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari with the details.
After having visited the region shortly, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said there is a chance for both Palestinians and Israelis to reach a peaceful settlement. Yet Palestinian authority sources say an agreement cannot be reached unless Israel retreats illegal settlement plans. Nemer Hamad, an advisor to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, stated this week that Palestinians demand an Israeli withdrawal from the eastern occupied part of Jerusalem ahead of any agreement. Hamad suggested that Palestinians would accept a separate municipal council over the old city of Jerusalem, along with a similar Israeli council over the western Israeli part of the city, and the two could belong to a higher joint council. Hamad's suggestion came after United Nations Committee for the Practice of the Inalienable Palestinian Legitimate Rights condemned this week accelerated Israeli illegal settlements building plans. The committee branded those plans as being impediment to peacemaking. Meanwhile, Palestinians and Israelis held a series of meetings this week with no understanding is reached, as Israel insists on keeping settlements blocks in both East Jerusalem and the West Bank. Israel suggests that existing borders between Palestinian and Israeli areas over there, mainly Israel-erected segregation wall, as the boundaries of any future Palestinian state. Palestinians, being backed by a United Nations General Assembly resolution, demand that 1967 borders, including Gaza Strip, West Bank and East Jerusalem, prior to settlement expansion, should be the boundaries of their future Palestinian state. In June 2013, Palestinians agreed to resuming peace negotiations with Israel after Israel agreed to releasing about 114 Palestinian prisoners jailed prior to the Oslo Peace Accords of 1993. Peace talks between the two sides have been stalled for about 3 years as Palestinians conditioned halt of all Israeli illegal settlements construction before any peace talks are resumed. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mirari in Gaza.
This week, four Palestinian men were reported killed by Israeli army attacks. Meanwhile, Israeli forces conducted at least 50 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 50 Palestinians. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya has more.
Among those kidnapped by the Israeli army this week, there were 7 children and 25 young Palestinian men and women active in social network sites. The military accused them of incitement against the Israeli army. On Thursday at night, Israeli soldiers shot and killed 2 Palestinians at 2 roadblocks near the West Bank city of Bethlehem and the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Anas al-Atrash, 23, was shot and killed by Israeli military fire at the container roadblock northeast of the West Bank city of Bethlehem. The Israeli military alleged that al-Atrash attempted to stab a soldier at the roadblock before soldiers noticed him and shot him dead. Meanwhile, soldiers stationed at Za'atar roadblock, south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus, shot and killed a Palestinian. Troops claimed that he tried to attack soldiers in the area using a fireworks gun. Eyewitnesses said that the body of the Palestinian Bashir Hananin, 28, from Marka village near the northern West Bank city of Jenin, was seen laying next to the roadblock. His family strongly denounced his death and said that the Israeli claims he carried the fireworks gun are just lies and manipulation of the truth, adding that Hananin is a college teacher executed in cold blood. Earlier in the week, a Palestinian young man was pronounced dead on Monday afternoon due to wounds he sustained during clashes with Israeli soldiers in occupied East Jerusalem 4 years ago. Rami Zabalani, 27, was hit in the heart by Israeli army bullets. Also on Monday, 2 Palestinian youth were shot and injured by Israeli military fire after dozens of soldiers invaded Jabaa town, south of the northern West Bank city of Jenin. On Tuesday morning, Palestinian political detainee held by Israeli army Hassan Turabi, 22, died at Al-Afula Israeli hospital after being denied essential medical treatment. Turabi suffered from leukemia and was kidnapped by the army 10 months ago from his home in Sura village near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. In the Gaza Strip this week, Israeli forces positioned at the border with the Gaza Strip opened fire at open areas in the north of the Gaza Strip on Sunday and Monday of this week. No casualties were reported. Moreover, on Monday, Israeli gunboats stationed in Gaza Sea opened fire at Palestinian fishing boats in the north of the Gaza Strip. No casualties or damage were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Kumsiya.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for November 2nd to the 8th, 2013, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.